Hancock International Airport Executive Director Christina Callahan had to experience a delay before flying down to Washington for the hearing. Travelers are increasingly missing flights and spending nights in airports due to security delays. Callahan told the Transportation Security Subcommittee the pre-check system could be part of a solution.
It really has helped to balance the distribution of pre-check and non-pre-check employees during those peak periods, which for us is really 4:30 until about 7 a.m.
One problem in the growing security wait crisis is that many airports don't have a pre-check line open, many times due to staff shortages. Subcommittee Chair John Katko of Syracuse is proposing the Checkpoint Optimization and Efficiency Act. One aspect would untie the hands of TSA directors when it comes to staffing.
I believe that they need to have more flexibility with respect to their decision-making authority on the front lines. If you get a call from American Airlines or from Chicago and they say, look, we're going to get crushed over the next 3 days. We just sold a bunch of tickets, whatever. They've got to be able to have the flexibility to grant more overtime. They got to have the flexibility to be able to bring more people in. So that's part of what we're contemplating in this bill.
The measure would also require TSA to work with airports and airlines, particularly at their hubs, on minimum staffing levels. Some in Congress are saying privatizing security at airports would help, though Transportation Security Officer Union officials suggest making more part-time staff full-time would fill a lot of the gaps. Katko wants to pass a solution before the vacation travel season sets in. Chris Bolt, WAER News.